This podcast is part of the Bomb Pod Media Network.
Hi guys, welcome to another amazing episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel and I have the delicious Miss Marie Rose with me.
Hello.
Hello. So we are coming at you with another episode this week because it's October and it's amazing and it's fabulous and I love Halloween and all that good stuff and it's the month of orange and black. That was a mouthful. Right off the top of my head.
Orange is the new black.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So hopefully we get some time off for Halloween and get to do something fun like watch Ghostbusters or both. I just totally spit all over my iPad.
The orange one.
So tonight, you guys, we are talking Houston Haunts Part 2 because evidently Houston has a lot of haunted sites.
Which I think is awesome.
Yes, but we're also in a major city. City of Houston.
Fourth largest in the mm-hmm. United States.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah, I can't wait to explore the city.
I can't either.
I mean, we've been just kind of stuck in one little area. That
one area is work.
Right, That's where we've been stuck. But we get to drive through the NASA campus every day.
Yes.
And see the...
Well, we did anyway. That was our first hotel was like damn near across the street from it. And it was so cool to see just like that little bit.
The space shuttle. Mm-hmm. That was just cool.
It is cool. Like how awesome to see those vessels that have like been out of this world, literally.
Right.
I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah. So first day off, that's mm-hmm. where I'm going.
And we heard from a very reputable source, you know, they said, don't do the regular tour when you go there. Do the level 9. So we're going to go level 10.
So
that's how we get down.
Yes. I will say one thing about Houston. I mean, we have met a lot of people.
Oh, my word.
And
yes.
Everybody has been so friendly,
yeah,
and so awesome, mm-hmm. and they're just so proud of their city, and just telling us all the cool things about Houston. I mean, I can't wait to get a day off so we can go exploring.
I can't either. I'm so excited.
I mean, I want to go and see some, you know, see a lot of these places that these people have been telling us about.
We really have met a lot of nice people.
Yeah,
I don't think. I mean, we haven't outside of working a lot. We've had a lot to eat and it's been
all the food recommendations have been
so good. Marie and I found this, well, I mean, we didn't find it, it's not like discovering America, but we went to this ramen place that was so good.
Oh yes.
Oh my god,
yes.
It was amazing.
Down on NASA 1.
Yes.
Agu, I guess is how you say
it. I don't even remember what it's called,
but yeah, there was a gentleman that worked there named Izzy. And
Izzy, so nice.
I was so tired because, you know, it was after work. It's late. I just looked at Izzy. I'm like, what's your favorite? And he told me. And mm-hmm. that's what I ordered. And spot on.
Yeah, they're super nice. And I mean, that was like I had only been here for a few days. And our schedules are so crazy and so jam packed with stuff. We really are working like 12 plus hours every day, and so when we have a minute to eat, nobody is going back to their room to cook anything. Everybody is whipped, so we do go out and eat a lot, unfortunately, and every one of us has put on some weight. Unfortunately,
right?
But you know, we're hopefully going to be on schedule soon, so that doesn't matter. But anyway, we have met so many nice people, and even with like all the people we've met, all the restaurants we've been to, not one even like slightly rude person.
No. I mean, of course that might change tomorrow, but now that we've said that,
I know,
but it's No, everybody in Houston has been so friendly. And given what this town's been through with Hurricane Harvey, to come out on the other side with such a great attitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing.
It really is. It really is. Just such kind-hearted people. And
I think the Houston Astros have put the city into a good mood.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, it couldn't have happened to a better, at a better time, to a better city.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Because really I've noticed that's kind of a trend. Something bad happens to a city and their sports team does fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
I mean, it sucks. But yeah. That's what I observe. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I really hope this particular team does well because they've had such a bad year. And then their sports team just lifts the city up.
Oh, yeah.
And I really hope that's what happens to Houston and the Astros and everything. Because they...
No offense, LA. We love you, too.
It's just neat to witness firsthand.
Yeah, it really is. It's been so great. And I got to say, I am missing home badly. We all are. But I am, like, if we've got to be anywhere, this is not a bad place to be.
You know what? As long as we're together.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice place. And I really, really enjoy the team that we're with because everyone has been, like, nobody here is Van Uppity at all. Everybody gets in the trenches.
Yeah, we can't afford to be uppity. There's too much work to do.
There really is.
You got to put those egos to the side and go.
That's right. So at some point, hopefully we're going to have some time off and Marie and I can go check out some of these haunted locations and even the ones that are not haunted and report back and put some pictures up on the site. What?
Space ghosts.
What do you think a space ghost looks like?
Space ghost. Wasn't that a cartoon?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should find a space ghost.
I bet you there's some ghosts over at NASA. That would
like
be
from
cool.
This world or from, you know what I mean? Like previous occupants of Earth.
What other ghosts are there?
From like outer space? That's what I thought you were talking
about. Alien ghosts?
I thought you were talking space ghosts.
Space Ghost was like a superhero of the cartoons when I was a kid. Long time ago. Long, long time ago.
So who do you think is hanging out at NASA? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Astronaut ghosts?
NASA employees? That were just married to their work?
Yeah, because, which is probably like every one of them.
Yeah. I mean, because
like space nerds that love it.
Right. That they're just, it's not even work for them. They live for this because space exploration is cool.
It really is.
And I'm sure there's some employees that were just all over it. I mean, the missions that they worked, you know, taking, you know, your mission is to get this thing into outer space and go to the moon. And
so you guys, listen, we are occupying this building right now, obviously in Houston. It is seriously a 20-story building on its side. Like, take a 20-story building and just lay it right on its side. That's how big this building is. It is ginormous. It's two stories. We have a very, I mean, in comparison to the size of the building, we have a very small section of the building that we're leasing to do the work that we're doing. And so Marie and I went and explored the second story a couple weeks ago. And we're trying to find this room that has the red shag carpet because that's what we heard is there's this room upstairs that has a red shag carpet. So we go exploring, we come upon this room, and it looks like a giant theater without the seats. Like huge, I mean, just so super cool. And Marie gets so excited, and she's like, oh my God, this is the room. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What room? And she tells me, what was the room?
It was the room, because it was a NASA subcontractor that was in that building, a NASA contractor. And it was the room where they would watch the space shuttle missions from.
Mm-hmm. So how freaking cool.
It was it was fancy with the dark wood paneling.
Yeah, super 70s.
Right. And you could see where the conference table sat and all the chairs. And off to the side was a little bar area.
Or at least we said it was a bar area. Well, it looked like a bar area. A
little entertainment area. Mm-hmm. And it was... Yeah.
Seriously, such a cool room. Yeah.
You know, some history happened.
Yes. Not red shag carpet at all. It was thicker pile.
Like plush.
Faded red.
But it was still a really neat find because the things that they must have witnessed.
Yes.
From that room just had to have been amazing.
I know. I can't even imagine. And as we're walking through the halls and stuff, there were some posters up on the wall, like NASA posters and stuff, which was so freaking cool.
Yeah, it was history mm-hmm. that got left behind.
Yes, so cool. So I was like, Marie, what else do you think we could find in here? Some old like Challenger documents? Or she's like, no. But we did find.
I was just happy to find a whiteboard I could use.
We did. That's what I was gonna say. We did find a whiteboard. So old, this whiteboard had been sitting there for so long, like she couldn't even erase the lettering on there. But you guys, such a cool building. The upstairs, like, just a time capsule. That's really like what it is, minus like that one executive wing that they renovated like whenever, right, 5 years ago. But very cool. And then, you know, for her to tell me what that room was, I was like, oh my god, we were both retarded and playing on the screen. And it's very nice, very nice. So yeah, everything here, NASA everything. I am a little angry with Siri. We're on the outs right now because we try to find directions and everything is NASA, and we're like, that's not where we want to go. We want to go here. And
NASA One, NASA Parkway.
Yeah, East NASA One, West NASA One.
NASA. Mm-hmm.
So it's so confusing. So thank you, NASA.
Well, I equate it to being in Atlanta and everything is Peachtree something.
Right. Yeah.
Peachtree Street, Peachtree Avenue.
Right. We don't have anything like that. I'm trying to think, even when I lived in San Diego. From? Yeah. There was like nothing like that that was so repetitive.
No.
That I can think of. Mm-mm. So yeah, NASA everything over here.
Well, but at least in this little section of Houston, yeah, that we're in. Well, because we're in NASA Central, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
But we've got to get out and explore other parts of the city, because mm-hmm. this little part here is just so cool. I can't imagine what the rest of Houston looks like.
I know. And oh, the food we have eaten.
Good food.
Really good food, yeah. It's exciting. I mean, when word started spreading that some of us were going to Houston, what do you guys think the first thing people said was, Houston, we have a problem. You know how many times I heard that before I left?
Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the names are Marie and Chantel.
And everyone is gaining weight.
And that is a problem.
Our employees are fatties. So yeah, I am happy to be here with a really good team. Miss home terribly. I miss my hubby, my dogs, my parents, my everybody. Family, I love you. Nobody's listening to us.
It's all good.
I know.
So Houston haunts.
Yes, Houston haunts. Houston haunts. But before we talk Houston haunts, I just want to remind everybody, because you know I do this every time. Don't forget iTunes review. Don't forget Bomb Pod Media Network, because they're the bomb.com. A lot of amazing podcasts on Bomb Pod Media. I can't even talk today. I'm just done. I can't do it. Anyway, you guys, like, love, subscribe, follow, stalk, whatever. And then leave a review. That's right. So let's get on with the show, because we got some fun stuff to talk about. And I don't even know how much time we have to cover all this, because it's just good. So we're going to start off the Houston haunts with Hotel Galvez. Have you heard of this place?
Galvez?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Galveston's named after?
It is quite possible.
Because Galveston's only, what, an hour away, 45 minutes away?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So this is a little story. Every great hotel must have its ghost, and the Hotel Galvez has one who's been around at least half a century. So a ghost that's been around half a century. According to Jan Johnson, a fifth-generation Galvestonian and the author of Walking Historic Galveston, the Galvez ghost could be a bride-to-be named Audra. Legend has it she was about 25 years old and stayed in room 501. Then tragedy befell her. In the mid-1950s, Audra was engaged to a mariner who sailed in and out of the port of Galveston. Hey, we do work in the port of Galveston.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And there's a ghost down there. Maybe more than one. Whenever his ship was due in port, she would leave room 501, take an elevator to the 8th floor, and climb the narrow ladder that opened into one of four metal-ribbed hexagonal turrets that sat at each corner of the main red-tiled roof. Oh my God, I cannot talk today. My words are leaving me. Sheltered from the weather, she would wait inside the turret and watch through an opening for her lover's ship. Then there was a mighty storm, and for days no word of his ship. Finally, Audra heard that the ship had gone down and that all hands were lost.
Aww.
That's sad.
Aww.
Audra. She refused to abandon hope, however, and continued to climb to the roof each day, praying for some sign, but no ship was ever sighted. In despair, and according to legend, she hanged herself in the West Turret. That's sad.
That is sad.
But that was only half the tragedy.
Oh, no.
A few days after her death,
he showed up.
He showed up.
Oh.
I know. I know. Her mariner appeared at the hotel, very much alive and looking forward to a marriage that would never be.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Nearly everyone on the hotel staff has heard the story, and some believe it's true. Her spirit is locked inside the hotel. She never crossed over, suggested the senior concierge. Excuse me. My father was a mortician, she explained, and I think my familiarity with death makes the spirits feel comfortable with me and me with them. They do ghost tours and all kinds of stuff there, but that's sad. Makes me sad. Audra and her mariner.
Yeah. Sad love story.
I know. I know. So here are some accounts that people have. In addition to the ghost bride story included in our little schlepisode here, staff have reported seeing the ghost of a young girl bouncing a ball in the lower level of the hotel. Housekeeping staff has also reported feeling the presence of a man in the corner of the hotel's laundry room. Do you know what that reminded me of when I was reading that?
What?
When we were doing laundry the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That was this hotel.
That was this hotel. So here's the story real quick, you guys. So Marie, since she had been here a few days longer than I had to do some laundry, and our hotel, the laundry room was like packed, right? It was like all, there was like a line. That's yes, what it was.
It was getting late, and there was mm-hmm. a line of people waiting for the washing machines
that they have for a giant hotel.
Right. And so we came to its sister hotel, which mm-hmm. is where we're located now, to use their laundry room. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was free or it was available. And went up, got laundry started, and started to play round after round of Uno until the laundry was done.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're doing laundry and playing Uno, I feel the pricklies coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I feel a little weird, a little lightheaded. And Chantel looks at me and says,
I don't even remember what I said. I remember how I felt.
There's somebody here.
Yeah, I felt jacked up. So, like, unsteady on my feet. It was a strong energy in there.
Yeah. That's this hotel. We're in that hotel now. Yeah.
Yep. And that laundry room is right above us, just on the other side over there.
Oh.
Third floor.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was like we walked in there twice. We walked in the first time to put the clothes in the washer. And then we went down and sat by the pool while the wash cycle did its thing. And then when we put the clothes in the dryer, we just hung out in there and played Uno forever. But the first time we had walked in there, I felt that. And then the second time we walked in there, I'm like, okay, I feel fine everywhere else, even on the third floor. But then we get in that room and I feel jacked up. So, yeah. And then I could see this, like, this man walking around and walking out of the room and into the room and out of the room and into the room.
So what did he look like?
Well, I couldn't make him out, remember? Like, I could sense or, you know, pick up that it was a man, and I just couldn't make out his features.
But, I mean, no, not a scary thing, not...
No, not scary.
Didn't feel threatened at all, just like he was just kind of checking us out mm-hmm. to make sure we weren't jerks, I guess, in his hotel.
Mm-hmm. But initially, like, I could see he was, like, kind of looking from around the corner of the, you know, in the laundry room.
checking out two chicks doing laundry.
What's going on? Yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah, when I read this, I was like, oh, God, wait till I tell Marie.
So ghosts like laundry rooms, apparently. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they can pick up a sheet and go, ooh.
I wonder if that's where that came from. Someone's like, oh, a ghost. So, yeah, housekeeping says they feel the presence of a man in the corner of the laundry room. That's crazy.
And this is in the Hotel Galvez.
Galvez, yeah.
Okay.
So while this activity was reported in the lower level of the hotel, staff and guests have also experienced odd occurrences in the restaurant and lobby, such as candles blowing out on their own and dishes moving or breaking. That's a little rude.
Yeah, candles, I mean, there's a lot of things that could have blown those out, but
Like what's air circulation is not pushing a dish over, you know?
Right.
Like something sinister is at play.
Yeah. Well, not really. Yeah, there's something.
it could be
mischievous.
A yeah.
Mischievous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't have to be sinister, but that is sinister like behavior. Stop it. You're costing us money. Guests and staff have also reported hearing breathing sounds in the ladies' bathroom near the music hall and children's laughter in the salon bathroom. Listen, no to both of those. No, that's a hard pass. And I don't think anyone is going in there going, oh, let me hear you breathe. But if I hear some crap like that, oh my God.
I'd run.
Yes. And in the bathroom. What is that place you said Christy won't go? Is it Ozone?
Yeah. Ozone Pensacola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the children's hospital.
Oh, not the pizza place?
Well, it's a pizza place now, but it used to be a children's hospital.
Oh.
And the downstairs is now a pizza place.
I feel like I've been enlightened like this before, and I just don't remember. Like, we've had this conversation. Yes, so Marie's daughter goes to this place and says she will not go in that bathroom.
Yeah, too creepy. Mm-hmm. And she, her intuition's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish I had recognized, you know, my intuition at that age.
And, you weren't supposed to.
And let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Or nurtured it, rather. And
you weren't supposed to.
No, I was too busy being.
Being a hottie McHottie.
Being 21 and, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Other things took priority at that stage of my mm-hmm. life.
Boys.
As with her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got too many other things going on to nurture.
Yeah. Any nurture like young person, teens, 20s, whatever. If they're like doing the thing with their abilities and stuff, damn, good for them.
Yeah.
Because I know I didn't have the focus.
Right. But then by the time they get to our age, they'd be so powerful.
Yeah. Super in tuned.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're pretty spectacular, but.
So anyways, she won't go back there. I mean, she feels the energy back there mm-hmm. and she's like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go eat the pizza, but.
Nope. You will be an Olympic pee holder.
Exactly.
That's what I would do.
Exactly.
Be like, I'm not going in there. Screw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we did that ghost. The paranormal investigation in Milton.
Yeah.
The one with the Ghost Brothers.
The Imogene Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I had to go pee so bad and I found the bathroom. And oddly enough, with all the people that were there that night, nobody was in the bathroom.
Well, everybody was busy
following the Ghost Brothers.
Right.
So I go in there and my bladder is suddenly happy. And it suddenly occurs to me that I'm totally by myself. In this haunted location, I'm like, if I hear some crap, right out that window, I suddenly became a little scared. So, yeah. So, back to the hotel.
Hotel Galvez.
Mm-hmm. So, following Hurricane Ike, which struck Galveston in September of 2008, several members of the hotel staff who stayed at the hotel as their homes were being repaired reported seeing a woman dressed in an old-fashioned maid's uniform and a man walk through a guest room and disappear. That's creepy.
Yeah, if I saw somebody walk through a wall, I'd probably flip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mostly see people with my mind's eye, but I have seen a girl in my living room before. It was so fast, though. It's always you. It happened so fast that I didn't even have time to react. I was like, what the?
Was she running?
No, she was like playing, kind of like walking and playing kind of thing. Okay. I mean, it happened very fast. I was watching TV and it's like she moved across the front of the TV.
And you caught a glimpse of her?
Yes. And it was so fast. I mean, I could still like pretty much picture it. And I was like, what the crap?
Did you sage your house after that?
That's new. I'm pretty sure I did. I mean, she seemed nice, but can't take any chances.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. And I always have this fear of like, I mean, not always, but sometimes, and it used to happen a lot more, that someone would present as someone they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scary. Like I had this dream once, not long after my grandma had left, that I was at my mom and dad's house and my grandma was coming down the stairs. I think it was something like that. And my little brother, who was, you know, pretty young at the time, she was calling him to come to her and he was going to her. And I was yelling for him to not go to her. I said, that's not her. That's not her. Don't go to her. And she was calling to him and like had her hand reached out, you know, like outstretched or whatever. And he was walking towards her and I'm like, don't do it. Get away from her. It was so crazy.
That's scary.
I know. And I'm like, what the? Every now and then I remember that dream. But it freaked me out so bad.
Because you didn't want him to join her.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I really don't. I still to this day don't really know. But I think, you know, I think some of it is because like I've said, like when I was younger, I was with my grandma a lot because my mom was in the military and moving all over the place with schools and stuff. And my grandma was a Jehovah's Witness, and in the Jehovah's Witness religion, they don't believe in an afterlife. It's like you die and you die, and anything else, you know, a ghost, if you will, or something like that is really not good. It's always dark. Mm-hmm. And so it was, you know, growing up hearing stuff like that. And, you know, if you hear your name called, don't respond. If you think it's me, come and ask me if I called you. Don't, you know, it was that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. But she also born and raised in Dominican Republic, a lot of different, you know, traditions and folklore and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of other kind of magic that goes on there.
Right.
You know, light and dark. So, you know, just trying to keep us all safe. I get it, but it was creepy. Some of that stuff was creepy. So I think maybe, you know, some of that residual stuff, or, I mean, I know very well where she is and that she's good because we talk here and there. So, yes. So Hotel Galvez, because it's so much fun. You want some more?
Yes.
In September of 2009, Discovery Channel's Ghost Lab featured Hotel Galvez while investigating a correlation between weather and the paranormal.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The hotel was also included in an episode on the Travel Channel's Ghost Stories called The Ghost of Sister Catherine. Isn't that cool?
Sister like that. Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I know it. Although the hotel is beautiful and the service was great, except in the restaurant. This is someone's account. This is not mine. When we made our reservations for a pleasant long weekend with our young children, we didn't know we were going to be staying in a haunted hotel. I've never experienced a ghost before this, have never wanted to, and never wished to again. But unfortunately, on our first night there, that's exactly what happened to me. My husband was not there. I had driven up a day ahead of him since he had to work. After I put my three small children to bed and got our bags unpacked, I turned out the light and got in bed. No reason to feel any alarm. Then suddenly the speaker button on the room phone turned on and a dial tone filled the room. That's why when you were messing with the phone, I was like, oh, I got a story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I immediately felt afraid and turned on the light. After turning the speakerphone off and finally talking myself into turning the lights off again, it happened all over again. It wasn't until I actually told it to stop and prayed out loud for God's help with the matter that I was finally able to turn the lights off with no hair-raising occurrences following. The next morning, I asked the front desk and they said many people have had similar experiences and it's to be expected in an old hotel. No. 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 There's no amount of old that's going to do crap like that. Well, not by me. When we returned home, I did an internet search and learned the wing we stayed in is on the haunted Galveston tour, and the room my sister-in-law stayed in beside me, room 505, is considered to be the evil room in the hotel.
No.
According to numerous websites. Mm-hmm. Unless you're seeking an experience beyond our world, I would recommend a different hotel or at least stay away from the fifth floor. Crazy. Ooh. So here's another one. I'm lying wide awake in 536, 10 minutes after midnight. So room 536.
Okay. Fifth floor.
Mm-hmm. Saw a blue light flash next to the TV that was turned off in the middle of the night. And this morning, the bathroom light came on by itself. Then a few seconds later, it turned off. I had no idea this place was haunted until this happened to me.
So no chance it was a flickering light or anything like that?
I don't know. This temporary occupant says, I stayed there 3 weeks ago. Something bit me on my upper thigh.
What?
And it's a lot of deep holes, about 10 of them. They wouldn't heal no matter what I did. My doctor's confused.
Bed bugs.
I was on the fifth floor.
Bed bugs.
I don't know. You didn't have deep holes on your arms and stuff.
No.
From le bed bugs?
No.
Okay, here's another one. I was sleeping in room 525 last night. This was some years ago at the Hotel Galvez. I awoke in the early morning asking myself what time it was and if I needed to get up for the morning's meeting. The room was pitch dark except for a slight stream of light coming through the curtains from the morning sun. I saw that it was only 6 a.m., so I told myself to go back to sleep for a little bit longer. As I was fading off to sleep, I heard several clicks like somebody approaching and walking down the left side of the king size bed. No, that is an affirmative F no. No. Along with those clicks, I had the feeling that there was an immense amount of energy in the room and the presence of someone or something. My first thought was that it sounded like flip-flops. My arm was stretched out toward the side of the bed, laying across the row of pillows. I froze. Then I felt this energy bounce onto the bed, crawling toward me with every depression of the mattress. No. Mm-mm. Not even a little. The pillow gave way to this presence waffling around my arm. All I could think of was to scream, but I couldn't. Next, my arm started shaking as if electricity was going through it. The left side of my face felt pressure as if someone was leaning on it. It felt like eternity, but it lasted no more than 5 seconds. Then it stopped. What the hell was that? No one was in the room. I turned on the lights, all the lights and the TV. Whatever it was, it had left. I found out from the manager later this morning that it was the woman who haunts the fifth floor of the Galvez Hotel. What the crap?
So there's no warning for guests when they get a room on the fifth floor?
I guess not.
I mean, there's...
Some of these stories are a few years old, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of stories for one floor of a hotel.
I know.
From a lot of different people. So there's definitely something up there.
No, for sure.
And you would think that management would tell them something.
I would think. At least, like... I mean, I guess on the whole fifth floor, but at least at a minimum, the room that's like considered to be where the majority of the activity is, you know?
Right. Or they charge more to let people stay in a haunted room. They could go the opposite route. Now, you know, no guarantees, but these are the haunted rooms. And
some people look for those. They ask for those.
Exactly.
But what about the people that don't?
Well, they can get another room at the regular rate. They don't stay on the fifth floor, but at least it's out there.
Right.
And it's communicated. Right. And people can walk in and say, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can walk in and say, oh, yeah, put me in that room. I'll pay the extra 20 mm-hmm. bucks, whatever. Because they want to be haunted.
Not I.
No, I'm not going to pay an extra 20 bucks for a haunted room.
I'm not going to pay any bucks for a haunted room. I'm just not freaking staying there. There's no way. I already, in my not haunted room, have to sleep with like a light on because I can't do it. Not like a full blown light, just like a, I have my little Halloween night light over here.
Oh yeah, her skeleton, mm-hmm. her skeleton night light.
It's so cute. It's from Bath and Body and it smells delicious.
Yes.
Like your patchouli.
Your room smells wonderful.
And it does. It's my armpit.
It's your skeleton.
So yeah, I don't see me being the person that's like, oh, hey, Marie, let's go stay at this place. And by the way, it's the most haunted room. No.
Oh, come on, miss. Hey, let's go to the Imogene Theater and go ghost hunting with the Ghost Brothers.
Okay. But I didn't say let's go spend the night there.
No, you didn't.
No, because that's crazy talk. No.
No, no, I'm not staying the night. I need
that night to end, you know, a paranormal investigation needs to end with like a trip to Denny's or something, not at like 7 a.m. at like midnight. I don't want to be there at 3 a.m. or trying to sleep there.
No, no. 3 a.m. I want to be in my own bed.
Mm-hmm. At 9 p.m. I want to be in my own bed. No, it's crazy. Okay. So here's another one, not about the hotel. This is Battleship Texas.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should try to check this one out, too. I mean, I want to check this all out because it's just fun. It's just fun. So the USS Texas was launched on May 18th, 1912 from Newport News, Virginia. I used to live there.
Oh, okay.
I did. I didn't like it.
But so I lived there. You left. Sorry, well, sorry, Newport News people.
Yeah, it wasn't my choice. My dad got stationed there. Lame. Sorry, Newport News. When commissioned on March 12, 1914, she was the most powerful weapon in the world.
Ooh.
Right? That's kind of cool. The last of the battleships to participate in World War I and World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Battleship Texas became the first battleship memorial museum in the U.S. in 1948.
That's so impressive.
It is really impressive. I do want to go check it out. And with all that history, being in, you know, both of the world wars and, I mean, you know, it's got so much energy and stuff attached to it.
Oh, that girl's seen a lot.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So they say that there is a lot of paranormal activity on there. And I was trying to find some personal accounts and couldn't. I'm sure they're out there. If you guys have any personal accounts, let us know because we want to know. But there are claims of inexplicable murmurs and noises, vapor appearing in photographs, feelings of apparitions passing by, and a lot of people report seeing a friendly redheaded sailor who died while on duty. They see him on the second deck.
Oh, wow. He never wanted to leave. Huh?
Never wanted to leave.
Or he doesn't know he's dead.
Yeah, that too. I mean, very possible.
I don't know what the circumstances of his death mm-hmm. are, but he's probably just wandering around thinking.
Mm-hmm. You know what occurred to me the other day?
What?
Actually, it was probably yesterday when I was unpacking in my utter exhaustion. And I don't remember what made me think of it, but I was thinking, you know, if someone was walking around in my room right now, like happened to walk in and here I am unpacking, I would be alarmed. I'd be scared and probably pissed and, you know, like all kinds of emotions all at once. And it occurred to me, I'm like, I wonder if that's what a ghost feels like a ghost that doesn't know.
Oh.
Maybe like keeps reliving the same event over and over.
And all these strange people keep coming into his space. Right.
And they're like, what the crap? And so naturally they would be upset and, you know, try to move your crap to get it out of here. And they're like, this is my space or something, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Trying to run you off because it's their space.
Right. That just occurred to me yesterday.
So you're starting to sympathize with the ghosts.
Yeah. They're not all bad.
Casper's not
friendly.
Bad.
Yeah. Casper's friendly.
Right.
At least that's what his name
well,
says.
Well, I think maybe this redheaded sailor is probably friendly, too.
I think so. They call him friendly.
So.
They say he's
friendly. Oh, and thank you for your service, redheaded
yes,
sailor ghost.
Sir, while on duty, sir. On the second deck, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir.
Yeah, that sounds like a neat place to visit.
It really does. That's okay, so much history.
I'm okay with visiting friendly ghosts.
Yeah, for sure. Just don't try to come home with us.
No, I'm still going to amethyst.
We are ladies after all.
Right?
Sir.
Keep your ghostly paws to yourself.
Listen. I got smacked on the ass by like, I mean by anyone, but by an unseen somebody.
By a redheaded ghost.
I would not be okay with that.
No. Yeah. No. I'm still want to sage up and what.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we go, but
for sure, you're still messing with energy,
right?
But this place sounds really cool.
Oh yeah,
so much history. And
yeah, I'm game.
It's a museum.
Mm-hmm. I'm game.
Me too. Okay, Jefferson Davis Hospital. Jefferson Davis. So the Jefferson Davis Hospital was originally opened in 1924, and was the first city-owned hospital that accepted indigent patients. The hospital itself was built on land donated to the city by Houston's founders, and unbeknownst to some, this land actually happened to be an 1800s cemetery filled with the remains of Houstonians from all walks of life, former slaves, Civil War veterans, victims of the yellow fever and cholera epidemics. Yes. What does that sound like to you? Remember Poltergeist?
Yeah, Poltergeist all over again.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not the bodies were moved is a matter of debate. It seems no one is sure. But until the 1980s, some of the graves on the ground were still marked, and bones were still being unearthed during various constructions on adjacent lots in 1986. So it would seem possible that the entire hospital still sits atop the final resting places of many of the dead.
Can you imagine being a construction worker building that hospital?
Or on the land adjacent.
Yeah.
And unearthing bodies? Listen, you have to give me a serious pay raise to deal with that crap.
I don't know if you could pay me enough.
That is insanity. Insanity. So they move the headstones.
It's rude.
I know. It's super disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
It's very disrespectful. There are many who believe that the angry spirits of these disrupted dead made their presence known from Jefferson Davis's start. The hospital always seemed to have a higher than usual occurrence of strange encounters. Many patients, visitors, and even hospital employees reportedly saw eerie figures in the hallways and heard the crying of disembodied voices. Ooh.
Is that hospital still in business?
No. Mm-mm.
So they shut the doors?
They did, and I believe it was abandoned for like over 2 decades, maybe more. And now, today it's...
So the ghosts won.
I mean.
They like get out, and they got out eventually.
Eventually, but they're not out anymore. Now it's a historical site, and it's called Artist Homes or something like that.
Okay.
And it's, I can't remember how it was worded. Anyway, people live there now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They like converted the.
Like an apartment building?
Yeah.
A condo building?
Yeah, it's like apartments.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So they took an old hospital and converted it into a condo
on top of
a grave site.
Yes.
Oh.
Top of a cemetery.
Well,
and
then,
my response is no.
Not buying there.
No, I'm not buying there. I'm not renting there. I'm not visiting there.
You're not going to visit there either?
I'm going to say no. That's right up there with Demon's Road.
Yep, skip that one.
Yeah. Angry people, spirits. No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What's the name of the apartment building?
Oh, God. What is the name of the apartment building? I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. Mm-mm. But they do say that the third floor mm-hmm. is said to have the most activity because it's where the mental patients used to be. That and the basement. They said the basement was also pretty haunted.
There's something about mental patients and ghost stories that just creep me out.
For sure. For sure. It's scary stuff. And I wonder who's actually crazy. Is it the patient or is it us?
Yeah, who's to say?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're seeing things clearly.
Right. And we're the crazy ones.
Right.
We're the ones.
It's like the Matrix.
Well, we're the ones working 80-hour weeks. And...
That is pretty freaking crazy if you ask me.
Yeah. So who's the crazy one? Who's the sane one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, real. Okay. I do want to go see this next place.
Okay.
And I'd say I think I have to talk you into it, but I don't think I do. So this place is called National Museum of Funeral History.
What?
I saw you turning your head.
Funeral history?
I knew that was coming. I knew it. She's okay. So I'm going to paint the picture. I am facing forward the table. Marie is sideways. She's facing off to the side and whipped her head around with this look of
have you
shock
lost
and
your ever loving mind? Funeral history?
Funeral history.
Well, I guess even funerals need a museum, huh?
They do. They did. Okay, so this place, it was founded in 1992. The museum pays tribute to the funeral service industry and all those who serve therein. At this place, I mean, they have all kinds of exhibits, such as the science of embalming to the evolution of hearses, which, I mean, a hearse is creepy to me.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-mm. Given its job.
I have to breathe hard at that because it freaks me out when I see a hearse. Because they're not, you know, they're not going to Whole Foods.
No.
They're not like, I got organics in the back. Well, they kind of do.
Well, yeah. you put it like that.
Oh, God. Anyway, this place, though, they do an annual haunted house. Isn't that kind of cool?
The funeral museum?
Yeah.
They do a haunted house.
They do a haunted house.
Well,
so
it's
anyway.
kind of fitting. They can make that place pretty scary, I'm sure.
Right. I think so. All the coffins and the...
Ooh.
It's a little scary. So although some people believe every day is like a haunted house at the Museum of Funeral History, some Houston residents claim the building has been haunted since the early beginnings of the museum. Some have claimed to have heard whispers, cries, and yelling coming from the coffins that make up the coffins and caskets of the past. That's an exhibit. One terrified visitor even stated that one of the coffins began to violently shake after she walked past it. Just no. I want to visit it.
But you don't want to see
but
any
don't
shaking
start
coffins.
Shaking. No. I don't want to see that even a little bit.
No.
There really are like so many places here that we have to put on our list. And we're just going to have to find the time.
Right.
If we ever get time off and go check out some of these sites.
Right.
Because there's a lot of goodies here in Houston. I love it.
Yeah, and I hope we get to see at least some of it. I'd hate to think that we came out to Houston and spent all this time and didn't get to enjoy
so
the best of what the city has to offer.
I know. That's how I feel too. So you guys, that is part two of our Houston haunts. That was fun. I got to say, like reading up on those places and, you know,
doing the research.
Yeah. And reading people's accounts on their experiences going to these places. And, you know, we know right off the top, Demons Road is right off the list.
Yeah, that's too scary.
Mm-hmm. We don't care for that. And, you know, if we're going to go stay at your hotel, why don't you make sure you tell us if that room or floor is haunted? Do us a solid. So you guys, thank you so, so much for joining us for another amazing episode of The Media Matters. We are having so much fun delivering the goods to you guys. And the month of October is almost over. And I'm so sad because we really have been working so hard. And you know, I love Halloween and I'm not getting to enjoy it. I love when October rolls around and all the channels and AMC, everyone is like playing all these, you know, horror movies and I don't get to enjoy it. I'm so sad.
Aw, dang it.
But I still have my Friday nights with my Fright family, and that's fun. This past Friday, we watched Cult of Chucky. I forgot how silly the Chucky movies can be. I haven't seen one in a long time, but I really do enjoy watching those movies with them and live tweeting with everybody. It is a lot of fun. So anyway, you guys, we really do appreciate you joining us for another amazing episode. If you guys want to hear anything, I mean, the month of October is almost over, but if you have any stories or whatever that you want us to talk about on one of these Halloween shows or October shows, paranormal shows, whatever, make sure you let us know at themedium@themediummatters.com. And if you guys have any questions or whatever, you can reach us there too. And don't forget, iTunes. Make sure you hit up iTunes and leave us a review. And leave a review for any of the amazing podcasts that you're listening to because they absolutely deserve it. And don't forget that you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio and anywhere you hear amazing podcasts, and on Twitter and Facebook at Media Matters. So with that, you guys, we super duper Starship Strip Trooper love you. It's real late. Thank you so much for being with us. Love and light to one and all. Good night, you guys.
Good night.